Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Trisha Bryan has struggled with her weight throughout her life.
So weight has always been a key issue for me ever since I was very, very small. And I remember trying everything under the sun.
One of the things she tried was the decades-old weight loss program, Weight Watchers.
My mom signed me up for it. And that was back when the points were, you used like a little like paper, like cardboard slider type thing to calculate your points. Goodness. It was probably toward the end of my high school years, maybe early college, so 2004, 2005.
Today, Trisha is 38 years old and a small business owner living near Atlanta. But she told FT reporter Anna Muto that over the years, she had her ups and downs and tried different programs to lose weight.
Things ebb and flow, and weight loss is far from linear, right?
Yes.
Things happen. We have external stressors in our lives, and weight fluctuates, and mine absolutely has.
She told Anna that a few years ago, she gained nearly 100 pounds during a tough pregnancy.
I tried and tried and tried everything to, you know, make the little changes again, get back into routine, get back into habits. And I was just stagnant. My weight wasn't going anywhere.
One day recently, she logged back into her Weight Watchers app, and she noticed that the company was offering something totally new. She saw that they were giving members the chance to get a prescription for one of the popular GLP-1 weight loss drugs like Wegovy, Zepbound, or Mounjaro.
And I was like, oh, this is interesting. So I took a dive into that a little bit, and I ended up seeing if I was eligible for a GLP-1, and I was.
This new option from Weight Watchers is part of a giant change that the company's made recently. For years, Weight Watchers built its reputation around offering two key methods to help people trying to lose weight. First, offering member support groups, and second, a points-based system to help track what you eat. But last year, Anna tells me that the company took a step in a new direction.
So the company spent $106 million to acquire telehealth company startup called Sequence, and that allowed Weight Watchers to fundamentally transform its business.
And with this acquisition, it's moved into the business of dispensing medications to people like Trisha Bryant.
So at first glance, this decision might sound like a total home run. I mean, it makes total logical sense. GLP-1 drugs have fundamentally changed the way people think about weight loss.
But in the years since the acquisition, Weight Watchers has faced challenge after challenge. Their credit rating was downgraded, and the stock price is still floundering.
It's a race between how quickly they can pivot versus convincing the market that they can do it.
I'm Michaela Chandera from the Financial Times. The commercial launch of GLP-1 drugs upended the weight management industry. Today on Behind the Money, we're looking at whether Weight Watchers, a pioneer in the sector, can turn things around. Hi, Anna. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Weight Watchers. I know it's a brand that's been around a long time, but what's the company's backstory?
So I think a lot of people have heard the name before. It originally started in the early 60s in Queens, New York. There was a housewife who bumped into an acquaintance and the acquaintance thought she was pregnant. She was actually just overweight. So that's how it started, first with a small group of people gathering, like a support group. But then it grew into this huge cultural phenomenon over the last few decades. They had a TV show at one point. They had magazines. They had recipe books. It was the go-to place for weight loss. It was even featured on Mad Men.
Judy Steckler, half pound loss. Coming to Weight Watchers is not just a chance to feel better about yourself. It's a chance to share.
Yeah. Weight Watchers has had some moments in pop culture over the years. But what about the financial success of the company? What are some standouts there?
Well, interestingly enough, one of the company's biggest moments on the stock market in recent years was when the stock hit an all-time high in 2018. The analyst I spoke to called it the Oprah effect.
Okay, interesting. But what do you mean?
So the big bump for Weight Watchers stock and also brand value came about when the famous talk show host Oprah Winfrey came on board. She had been struggling with her weight loss journey, became a Weight Watchers member, bought 10% stake in the company, joined the board, and kind of became this spokesperson for the company. And since Oprah came on board in 2015, by 2018, the stock had reached over $100.
Okay, so doing really well in 2018, thanks to Oprah. So when would you say exactly that the trouble begins?
So the stock price came down after the initial Oprah excitement. But then in 2021, something even bigger happened. That's when the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved GLP-1 meds for weight loss use. And this existential crisis began pretty much for any company operating in the weight management sector. And some people thought, why do you even need a diet program when you have this drug? So the following year, Weight Watchers reported that their revenue dropped and more than 15% of its subscribers left, which basically means that their total subscriber count fell to about 3.5 million people.
Okay, so that's why they decided to acquire the telehealth company Sequence to sell these GLP-1 drugs, right?
Yeah, so I interviewed the CEO, Seema Sistani, a few weeks ago. It was actually right before her two-year anniversary at the company, and she actually has an interesting backstory. She herself was actually a Weight Watchers member for a bit, and she also comes from more of a tech background in her career. She used to work at places like Yahoo and Tumblr, and she also founded this social media app called House Party. And so when I spoke to her, she told me about the need to transform the company, and part of that was making the Sequence acquisition.
So tell me more about how things have gone for the company since that acquisition last year.
So the GLP-1 subscription business, which is Weight Watchers Clinic, they currently have 67,000 members, and that's compared to their overall membership of just under 4 million.
Okay, so it sounds like a few positive signs here in these early days since the acquisition. But why has the stock price been in such poor shape this year? The share price has been hovering around $2 lately, so that's a far cry from those $100 highs you mentioned from 2018.
So the big news that happened end of February was Oprah Winfrey announced that she's leaving Weight Watchers. She's no longer going to be a board member. And that pushed down the stock by 20%, new lows. But then what happened was a week later, there were new concerns about their debt and their leverage. And a couple rating agencies downgraded their rating to just above junk grade. And then there were reports that the company's lenders were in talks with lawyers about these debt issues.
Okay, so there was the Oprah effect, and now the Oprah, I guess, fallout. So how bad are these debt issues exactly?
So their net debt is $1.3 billion, which means it's 9 times levered compared to their earnings. And that stands out compared to other companies in the same space because it's pretty unusual to find companies that's more than 3 to 4 times levered.
So what's the company told you about how they're trying to overcome these challenges?
So when I interviewed the CEO, Seema Sistani, she described the challenges that Weight Watchers is facing as more of a paradigm shift. She said that the moment is so big that it's like when companies like Netflix and Facebook had to make when they faced existential challenges. Think about when Netflix pivoted from mailing DVDs to streaming. And she thinks that Weight Watchers needs to make that level of a transformation.
Coming up, we'll take a closer look at the CEO of Weight Watchers, Sima Sistani's plan, and whether she can convince investors that this transformation is the real deal.
Picture this. You're at a dinner party and you've confused the Mag 7 for 007. You can't remember your bulls from your bears, and somebody talking about their liquid portfolio makes you wish you had a liquid lunch. I'm Claire Barrett, the FT's consumer editor, and in my new 5-Minute Investor mini-series, I'm on a mission to break down financial jargon with experts to make you a better investor, all in the time it takes to make a cup of coffee. Catch the 5-Minute Investor coming soon to Money Clinic.
Okay, Anna, so Weight Watchers is trying to pull off this major transformation here, and they're facing a lot of headwinds with the realities of their balance sheet and their debt and all that. So what's their strategy or plan to get through this?
Well, they're focused on a couple of things. On the cost side, they're going through a restructuring. They've already centralized global management. They've cut non-strategic business lines. They've also sold some of their real estate, which was a little bit of a drag. So they're really streamlining everything to bring costs down. At the same time, they're pivoting their strategy from being a weight loss company to what they call a weight health company, which they say is a one-stop weight loss program for your health. That includes offering the GLP-1 drugs for members who want that, or just the old behavioral guided program, or a combination of the two. They say it's really a solution for everybody wherever you are on your weight loss journey.
Now, Anna, you brought up an important point a bit earlier that I want to ask about now, which is why sign up for Weight Watchers when you can just get prescribed one of these drugs from your doctor? I mean, why would I even need to think about behavioral changes when these drugs are so powerful and I can just inject myself with a medication and lose weight?
So some people are saying it's just a lot easier to get a shot than having to change your behavior. But what's the most impactful is to combine the two. In fact, I spoke with a number of doctors as well as read some studies that show this scientifically. It's you get better results by combining a weight loss program or behavioral change program along with the weight loss drug.
Right. And that was one of the big things that the Weight Watchers member Tricia Bryan told you, right?
Yeah, exactly. So she said that she sees behavioral changes as being a key part of losing weight while being on this medication.
It's not a miracle drug. If you're like, oh, I'm just going to take this injection and eat whatever I want, I'm going to go have like 3 Big Macs, you know, tonight. That's not, like, we all know that's not what we should be doing. So people think it's like taking the easy way out. It's not. Again, it's a tool. It's a tool the way that a lap band is a tool. You know, you still have to do the work. You have to make the changes. This is an extra nudge in the direction you want to go in.
So how did Tricia say it's been going for her, you know, taking a GLP-1 drug? What did she tell you about the experience so far?
Her biggest reservation was giving herself an injection, but she quickly got over that fear. She also spoke with her doctor, and the doctor was for it. But she ultimately decided to go through Weight Watchers because she was already a member. She knew the program very well.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. So she was familiar with Weight Watchers and wanted to keep within that sort of ecosystem as she continued to lose weight using the new GLP-1 drugs. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, Tricia's experience is pretty emblematic of the strategic goal that Weight Watchers has. You know, Tricia has this really long-term relationship with Weight Watchers. It's been on and off, but she's been connected to the program for years, almost 20. And at one point, she built up this following on Instagram, posting about her healthy recipes and stuff like that. And Weight Watchers even paid her a few hundred dollars to participate in an event where she met other program members. And by January of this year, she tried out GLP-1 drugs for the first time.
Okay, so yeah, like we talked about, going back to that idea of this strong brand value that Weight Watchers has. So what do you think that means for the company?
Yeah, it really speaks to how sticky the brand is, actually. In doing this reporting, I learned that about 70% of their clinic subscribers, so people who take the GLP-1 drugs through Weight Watchers, 70% of those people come from one of two buckets. One is lapsed members, which is about 20 million people, and that's huge. And then the other bucket is existing Weight Watchers members. You know, so many people who I interviewed said that they knew about the company because their mom was a member. So this is seen as the trusted weight loss method, and that's their strength in terms of acquiring more clinic subscribers.
Now, I know you've spoken to some analysts who cover Weight Watchers stock, so let's talk about what they think. How likely is the company to get back on track and stay competitive as it faces these issues with the GLP-1 drugs, with the company's debt, and just all of that?
So opinions are pretty split. There are believers and non-believers. Currently, the non-believers are winning because the stock is trading just under $2.
Okay, so let's start with the negative side here first. The non-believers, what's their position?
Beyond this existential crisis that Weight Watchers is going to become irrelevant because of GLP-1 drugs, they think that they're also going into an extremely competitive space, even with this clinic business, because there are smaller, more nimble companies like Noom, for example, which is it's a direct-to-consumer company that is the closest comp to Weight Watchers. The other issue is their large debt on their balance sheet and cash flow. So they think that it will be hard to turn the company around before they have to face a cash flow issue.
So let's look at the believers' side of things. What do they say?
So the believers are saying the debt is not an issue immediately because their loans are not due until 2028 and 2029. So there's still time. But at the same time, this clinic business that they're growing is growing fast enough that they're going to be able to turn it around. In fact, more recently, the company said that they're punching above their weight in terms of the clinic growth. In fact, one of the bullish analysts said that this is kind of like the crown jewel for their company. This is what they really need to focus on.
So what sort of timeline is Weight Watchers working with on this business revamp? What needs to happen when?
So the clock is ticking in a way because of these loans that expire. But more importantly, it's a cash flow issue for the near term. They're going to burn cash in the first half of the year on things like marketing and some upcoming payments. But next year, they need to not burn cash. And so analysts told me that they have 1 year, if not 2 years, to convince the market that they're going to be able to do this.
Anna, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Behind the Money is hosted by me, Michaela Tendera. Safia Ahmed is our producer. Topher Forges is our executive producer. Sound design and mixing by Sam Giovinco. Special thanks to Andrew Edgecliffe Johnson. Cheryl Brumley is the global head of audio. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit.
From a local business to a global corporation,
partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful you'll make every move matter.
Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more.
What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.